A special report released in March paints a stark picture of 2020's salmon harvest in southeast Alaska.
Overall, it was one of the lowest harvests we've seen in, I think, since the 70s.
Lowell Fair is the Southeast Regional Supervisor for the Commercial Fisheries Division of ADF&G. It was already clear from preliminary reports that last year's salmon season was a rough one. But just how rough? For sockeye, the harvest was the second lowest since 1962. King harvest was in the bottom five harvests since the early 1960s as well. Coho and pink harvests came in stronger than kings and sockeye, but were still among the lowest years in recent memory. Fair says ADF&G doesn't have an answer for the almost 60% drop in salmon harvest between 2019 and 2020.
Marine survival is what our biggest guess would be, but that's always hard to pinpoint because we just don't have the funding to do the research to really look at those kinds of studies.
If there's a silver lining, it might be the forecast for 2021's pink harvest, which should be average. In its report, ADF&G doesn't forecast salmon returns to the region for any species besides pinks. That's because it's the only species they have enough data on.
There's just so much uncertainty already in survival that when you have uncertainty in the data, then that makes it just problematic to begin with.
Fair adds that F&G manages all five species based on what comes back.
We just don't have the money to research, you know, why that amount came back.
But the numbers Fish and Game does have say pinks should come in a bit better than last year.
You know, overall, we're expecting a better return run next year to southeast.
With some digging, putting together forecasts from hatcheries, sport fisheries, and intergovernmental partnerships with Canada, Fair says 2021 might just be better for all five species.
I mean, it was one of the lowest overall salmon harvests we had seen since, I think, the early 70s. So I would hope so, you know, and not only was that the case, but prices were down, and so it was really tough on fishermen.
ADF&G hasn't finalized ex-vessel prices for salmon in Southeast last year. Preliminary reports show about a 30% decrease in per-pound price for sockeye, pink, and chum compared to 2019, and a slight rise in price for kings and coho. The combined low catches and low prices led Southeast communities to seek a disaster declaration for the 2020 salmon season. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.